It's where you go to bike, hike, and stroll miles of pathways over more than 7,000 acres of parkland. A place to go explore rivers and fish their bountiful waters. Natural places to go marvel at magnificent wildlife while you play outdoors and go wander charming communities. Find all this and more at Destination Downriver. Give it a go.
Today's podcast is presented by MarketInsights.us. With the podcast on YouTube, produced by the City of Taylor's Media Center. Thank you for the generous support of our community sponsor. When your destination is beyond downriver, let Martinson Family of Funeral Homes help you and your family. With locations in Trenton, Allen Park, Mabee, Rockwood, and Monroe, their staff is available 24/7 at 734-671-5400. For more information, visit martinson.com.
Thank you to our team sponsor, Allegra, Marketing, Print, and Design. Let Allegra assist you with your print, mail, design, and signs. Located in Wyandotte, Michigan, or call 734-284-5330.
Welcome to another episode of Destination Downriver. I'm your host, Carl Zymek. Southgate is a town that truly has it all, led by a strong quality of life and a sense of community. It's a place where families flourish thanks to great schools, safe neighborhoods, and abundant green spaces. Whether you're looking for recreation, social connections, or just a welcoming atmosphere, Southgate delivers. Inviting well-lit streets and walkable tree-lined neighborhoods feature affordable homes. Southgate embodies everything a thriving downriver community should be. Among those joining us for an inside look at what makes Southgate special is Mayor Joseph Cuspa, a lifelong resident and dedicated public servant. Just a year after graduating high school, he began his journey of service when he was elected to the Southgate Community Schools Board of Education at just 19. Fast forward nearly 50 years, his commitment remains unwavering. Since taking office as mayor in 2009, Mayor Cuspa has led the charge in reshaping local government, strengthening municipal services, and implementing innovative green technologies. Under his leadership, Southgate has emerged as a recognized regional leader in energy conservation and sustainable infrastructure. We'll also hear from local business owners who have played a vital role in shaping Southgate's identity, entrepreneurs who have invested in making this city an even better place to call home. They include Jeff Taylor of the World of Games, Jeremy Lopez of Southwinds Golf Course, and Renee Piunte and Frank Cuzzo of Mexican Gardens. We'll be right back with Mayor Cuspa and the opening segment after this timeout. Okay, for the first segment that we're doing today, joining us is Mayor Joseph Cuspa. Joe, hi. Great to see you again.
Nice to see you as well.
It's been a while for the both of us. I know when you were running in 2009, I was interviewing you for the News Herald among a panel of people.
That's correct.
Yeah, and that worked out fairly well.
Since then, yes, definitely.
that worked out good for you, and then not quite as good for me with the News Herald, but that's a whole different topic. Talking Southgate. You've been the mayor for a while now. Parks and green spaces are essential to any livable community. How are these areas designed and maintained to enhance residents' quality of life in Southgate?
I think that's a great point. The quality of life of our residents are dependent upon not only our parks, but our recreational facilities. Mm-hmm. And it was difficult in the early years because we didn't have the resources to do that. But in 2017, our residents embraced the idea of reinvesting in our parks. We had a Yes to Rec millage. It's the first new millage that the city has passed in over 20 years. I used to kid our residents that when I came into office, the playscapes in our parks were designed for their grandparents to play in because they were that old and they were that antiquated. So since that time, we've been actively re-engaging our community in terms of asking them what they'd like in their parks. We have an active Parks and Recreation Commission and a very good Parks and Recreation Director, Julie Goddard, mm-hmm. who brings new ideas to the city as it relates to parks and playscapes. And so over the last, since 2017, we've renovated 7 of our 10 parks. Mm-hmm. And we kind of have a theme for each park, so that just isn't the same thing in every park that they're experiencing. So we have our train park, mm-hmm. we have a train theme there, we have mm-hmm. a tot lot, we have actually now have our first dog park as well. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to keep pace with the desires of the next generation of Southgate residents.
Kind of amazing how expensive playscapes are. You know, I don't think a lot of people realize
that. You're absolutely right, but mm-hmm. not only the cost of the playscapes, which are several $100,000, mm-hmm. you have to prep those park areas for that. So a lot of the times when you had a subdivision back in the 40s and 50s and 60s, mm-hmm. it was a drainage area that those places were. So you have to now accommodate for any of the potential flooding that would take place in those areas. So you have to do a lot of underground work before you put the playscapes up.
Which is, of course, expensive. Gathering places and community events are a big draw for visitors and residents alike. Your market in the park always attracts a great turnout. Heritage Days is right around the corner next month. What are some of the standout seasonal events that attract both residents and visitors to the city of Southgate?
Well, you touched on Heritage Days. That's mm-hmm. our largest. But even within Heritage Days, there's several events. We have mm-hmm. our annual parade, which now is our 49th year mm-hmm. For both Heritage Days and our parade. We kind of coincide with the bicentennial of the United States. We mm-hmm. in 1976, we started these events. Mm-hmm. And so that's a really big event for our community. It brings the community together. And we have lots of guests from downriver and throughout the Southeast mm-hmm. Michigan. But also within that event, we have the Taste of the Town, which is usually a couple dozen restaurants that come together. It's a great time to have lunch on that Saturday. Mm-hmm. We also have our all-school, all-class reunion, mm-hmm. where we ask all of the graduates from the 4 high schools in Southgate. There's only one left, but we had Schaefer and Southgate High and Aquinas and now Southgate Anderson. And we ask them to come together with the Historical Society, brings all of the yearbooks from all of the schools. And it's a great way to get reacquainted with your old classmates. And we have a little friendly competition of how many of each school's graduates come, and they get bragging rights for the next year. So that's a fun event as well. And then we have a cornhole competition as well that's sponsored by our police department. And that brings a lot of people to Market Center Park for that during Heritage Days. And it's a fun weekend with entertainment and the carnival mm-hmm. and everything else. Mm-hmm. But all through the summer, we also feature our concerts in the park at Market Center Park. Mm-hmm. And those are on Tuesdays. They'll mm-hmm. start up just after Heritage Days and run through August. Mm-hmm. That's well received by our community. And of course, it's free concerts and it's mm-hmm. a lot of entertainment provided there, as well as having vendors there for selling various items, and mm-hmm. we promote our businesses to be there as well. Mm-hmm. We have other events like the Fall Festival, which is greatly attended as well because it's kind of the last one for the park mm-hmm. until the winter season. We have other things that go on at our train park throughout the season. We have a very unique rideable train, mm-hmm. And the Great Lake Live Steamers do a great job in providing that one weekend. In fact, it's coming up this weekend, mm-hmm. The third weekend of every month from May to August. They provide free train rides throughout Kiwanis Park, and that's mm-hmm. always a really big draw for not only Southgate residents, for people throughout the Downriver region. They also feature a train ride for Halloween, mm-hmm. which is really a cool event because it's done at night mm-hmm. and they have all the decorations. And so you're riding around the track and you see all these decorations, and they do a mm-hmm. great job with that. Mm-hmm. And under my administration, we also asked them to do a Christmas run. They thought nobody would ever come out in the dead of winter to ride a train, mm-hmm. But we turned it into a visit with Santa. So it's mm-hmm. a train ride to go and see Santa at what we call Southgate's North Pole. Mm-hmm. And it's been a blast, and it's one of their biggest fundraisers. It's, again, free, but people mm-hmm. do donate for that organization. So we've incorporated that with our tree lighting. It's really become one of the bigger events we've had in the wintertime.
That's really cool. You mentioned the rec millage mm-hmm. that you passed and how much oomph it had. Let's talk a little bit about the Downtown Development Authority. It's a cornerstone of any great city that has a downtown. What are some of the ways the DDA helps support businesses and business growth in Southgate?
Well, the DDA is, first of all, made up primarily of business people. So we want their advice as far as what would be, you know, the best things to do for our businesses here in Southgate. And so we're very active in something called the BIG program, which is the Business Improvement Grant. So we help businesses along the corridor that's included in the DDA with the facade improvements, so that indeed we can help contribute to those costs and hopefully motivate more to do some improvements to their properties. And it's been very, very successful in the last probably almost 10 years now we've had that program. We also promote our businesses on social media and on print media. And then most recently, the DDA has purchased a large digital sign in the kind of the hub of our commercial district on Trenton Road in Eureka. And they advertise businesses, like if they've had a milestone, an anniversary, and so forth. It's not meant to advertise, you know, any of their wares, but it is meant to promote businesses and what they've accomplished and those kind of things.
It's not a bad idea. Yeah. That's kind of nice.
Yeah, it really is. It's been very well received. And then, of course, the DDA also sponsors events that bring more people and into the community and that eat at the restaurants and visit other businesses in town.
Of course, good food is another hallmark of a well-rounded community. Southgate has its own destination dining experience in the Hungarian Rhapsody, which is well-known throughout the region. And you're welcoming a Hopcat to the area next month. Tell us more about the expanding dining options under your administration. I know that was one of the things you ran on.
Yeah, actually before I came, for actually the last probably two or three decades, Southgate had the distinction of being the dining capital of Downriver. But when I got into office, we certainly want to promote our restaurants, but we felt there was more to Southgate than just the dining experience, but it is important. And, you know, people come to dine for various reasons, and we have a lot of national chains that come to us because I think they see Southgate as kind of that central location downriver. We also have access to I-75, and there's a lot of restaurants that see the demographics in Southgate as something that they want to join, and and many of those chains, it's some of their best performing stores. So, you know, you've got the Applebee's and the Buffalo Wild Wings and all of those, and Carrabba's and Olive Garden. And but what I think is also very important is we have a lot of independent restaurants. You mentioned Hungarian Rhapsody. Yes, it is a phenomenal restaurant, been there for decades. But we also have Mexican Gardens, and we have Vic's Casual Dining, and so many other independents that have been there for a very long time and have been supported by the residents because of the quality of food options that they offer. So whether you're coming to Southgate just to dine, whether it's residents or other people throughout the Downriver area, I think it's important to know that we're a town that really embraces your celebration. You know, you can have a birthday party there. You can have a graduation party there. And this really is another option you have in Southgate, is we have a lot of banquet facilities in Southgate, whether it's Crystal Gardens that can offer you, you know, weddings or large anniversary parties or any other gathering. And Grecian Center also is another site. But we have anything that you to celebrate either your meal or your wedding or your anniversary, Southgate's the place to do it.
I got to put you on the spot here. What's your go-to?
Vic's. You have,
what's that?
Vic's.
Vic's?
Yeah, I've been going to Vic's since it was Salvador Scalapini's, and the family. It's a great family. They've been there ever since. Vic is still there. He's in his well into his 80s now, but he's just it's a phenomenal restaurant and very good food.
That family atmosphere can't be beat.
No,
you know when you're you know you hit upon, you know, franchises do their job, okay, but you know when you get that great family run restaurant.
Yes.
It's just, it's something you really can't beat.
We had our daughter's first birthday party there, and we told everybody we'd invite them back. I don't know if this, this is just a sidebar.
No, it's okay.
We had her, we had told everybody that was at her first birthday party, we'd invite them back for the 16th at Vic's.
Right.
We did. And then I had my wife's 40th birthday party there. So we really, it's almost like our restaurant, so to speak. It's just down the street from the house, and they do a great job.
That's fantastic. Last question here about affordable housing, which is really, really important these days. Under your administration, how can you give us some details on how you're attacking affordable housing? I know, you know, basically Southgate's all about that. I mean, it's a go-to place for families, good schools, good quality of life, safety, all of that Can you expand on that a little?
Sure. No, I really appreciate bringing out the point that we have really strong neighborhoods in Southgate, mm-hmm. and that comes about by a commitment to having a safe community and mm-hmm. a well-run school district. So it's an attractive community for young families to come to. We do have that affordable housing stock. Mm-hmm. But we also have some newer, larger homes, too. So we have the whole gamut of single-family homes, some still being built. You know, we think of ourselves as somewhat of a built-out community, but we mm-hmm. still have areas in which new single housing is flourishing. And then we also have, over the last probably 10 or so years, welcomed several condo developments to mm-hmm. Southgate. Mm-hmm. And those have been received very well as well. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we have that gambit, and then we have now a new, very, very new and very exciting project mm-hmm. in the old Security Bank building mm-hmm. is going to become residential, and that's the Bank Tower Apartments. Mm-hmm. It's the review from that building is phenomenal. I used to work then when I was mm-hmm. going to college, and you get above the tree line, you can see downtown Detroit, you can see Lake Erie from the other side. It's mm-hmm. just phenomenal. It's the tallest building between Detroit and Monroe on the riverside, and we're really excited to see that come about. It also mm-hmm. represents the single largest development in the history of the city of Southgate, mm-hmm. over $50 million to go into that that building, as well as the park that will go next to that. Mm-hmm. And so things are really looking up in terms of our variety of housing stock. So we have something for everybody, whether it's a young professional, a young family, or an empty nester that just doesn't want to have to worry about the yard work anymore. So I'm really pleased the fact that we've expanded our housing stock the way we have over the last decade.
Well, that's fantastic. Southgate is lucky to have a man like you at the helm for the last 15 or so years.
Well, thank you, but I have a great staff that helps me accomplish that, and they're I think the best downriver.
Fantastic. Well, thank you for joining us today.
You're very welcome.
This morning, we're at Southwinds Golf Course, located in the heart of the city of Southgate. Opened in 1977, Southwinds has gained the reputation of providing a fun and affordable place to play golf in Southeast Michigan. The beautiful 18-hole layout, featuring challenging par threes accented with par four holes, is a popular place for local golfers. Southwinds features full-service golf facility that offers leagues, outings, restaurant, pro shop, practice range, and golf instructions. Today, we're joined by Jeremy Lopez, PGA Associate Pro at Southwinds. Okay, we're joined by Jeremy Lopez, PGA Associate Pro at Southwinds. Glad to have you here today.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Good morning.
You're here every day.
Every day,
whether you
yes.
like it or not. You were telling me your company, your greater company, mm-hmm. Runs a lot of different golf courses. Tell me about them a little bit.
Yeah, Davy Tree is the company I work for. Mm-hmm. We do the maintenance. We oversee maintenance contracts at a lot of properties throughout Michigan and Florida. City of Southgate has brought us on. We've been here for maintenance side of things, going on 8-10 years now, and for the pro shop side of things, which is where my specialty is, we have been here now 5 seasons, and we just renewed a contract last year for another 5. So yeah, we love it here. Mm-hmm. The city of Southgate is great to work with. They are very accommodating for the golf course. Mm-hmm. They're easygoing as far as things go for the golf course side of things. You know, they love having the golf course here. They love having us here. So we have a great relationship, Davy Tree and City of Southgate.
Speaking of the course itself and the City of Southgate and the greater golf atmosphere in Michigan,
yeah.
Okay, the state offers a lot of competitive golf courses, a lot of different type of environments. You and I were talking before we strapped on the microphones about different courses and what they offer.
Yeah.
Can you tell me what do you have going here at Southwinds that is most attractive to your clientele?
Well, Southwinds is a par 58 executive course. We're mostly par threes, but we have 4 par fours, which is perfect for beginners, people who might not hit the golf ball as far, people that want to get in a quick round of golf. But on top of that, we have championship conditions. You know, so just because you're getting an executive course, you're not getting a lesser product, you just get less yardage to play, right? Which some people enjoy. If you only hit a driver 150, 160 yards, you could play half of these par threes as par fours if you wanted to, right? If you are a more skilled golfer, a lower handicap golfer, well then it's a challenge for you as well because you're going to use every golf club you have in your bag. What I hear from people repeatedly when they show up, a lot of them show up with their kids right now. They always say, this is where I grew up playing golf, right? And I want to say that's probably what makes it so attractive for the city to keep as an amenity for the residents, as everyone here that I speak with grew up playing golf at Southwinds. You know, when I started here 5 years ago, you hear every single week, someone comes in, you know, with the kids and they, hey, this is where I grew up playing golf. And we've had a junior program here for 40 something years. Every Friday morning, the kids come out in the middle of the summer. The whole course is theirs. We shut it down for the first 3-4 hours of the day. We send them off of both nines. They've been doing this since long before me, and I'm trying to continue the tradition with it. And that's what I hear a lot, you know, from people.
So when it comes to accessibility from I-75 and things like that, does that really matter to you, or is it mainly local golfers that you're seeing?
I want to say majority is local golfers. The downriver golfer is what we see. A lot of my golfers, I hear them, you know, they're here a few days a week and they venture out to other local courses. But we do also bring in the Canadian golfer. I get a lot of Canadian golfers that come across the border to play over here. We do have our occasional golfers from northern Metro Detroit that will come down. We run a special a couple times a year for, it's an online program that you can sell discounted rates to everyone. And a lot of people in Metro Detroit will pick those up. And that's when we really see our outside golfer make their way down, as they'll pick up a group golfer special and then they come down and check us out. But normally once they come down once, then they start making it a trip that they still frequent without the discounted round, just when they get here once.
Understood. You seen more young people get into golf these days?
A ton of young people, especially since COVID. When COVID hit, the golf industry was the one thing that benefited the most from COVID. You had nothing else to do, right? You had to be inside, but golf courses were still open. We were still allowing people to take golf carts. You know, in some aspects, it was probably the best thing for golf. It may have been a saving for golf, just because the industry was kind of trending down up until COVID. And ever since, with so many new golfers joining then, it's just been on the up every year. You know, every year we see more golfers, a lot of young golfers, absolutely. Especially with the YouTube taking over golf now, a lot of the different channels on YouTube promoting the different golf products and courses, that brings in a lot more younger golfers as well.
Jeremy, do you teach her too?
I do, yeah.
And how does that go?
We have a hitting area, short game range down there, as well as a net. And we all the lessons are booked online. You go to our website, golfsouthwinds.com, and then all the information's there with rates and availability. And yeah.
The not only here in Southgate, but in Taylor, Riverview, Wyandotte, for example, all own and operate municipal golf courses. They're all slightly different. What are some of the reasons that communities find golf so attractive?
Well, I think one is it's just a great amenity to offer your residents, right? You have this nice big green space that you constantly keep up. You're able to provide a discounted golf rate to your residents. And a lot of them, like I spoke on before, have just been coming here for so long since they were kids. They want to get their kids into golf, so they bring them out here. The previous pro, Chris Grandy, he was here, I want to say 40, 45 years,
Chris,
they said. It's the city keeps a lot of the same faces in their golf course. That's what I learned when I took over the property. That's what I'm trying to keep with the property, you know, the same people, the same faces. Our employees, I want to say they're averaging about 4 years. I've been here for five. I have another three pro shop employees who came on the next year with me. All of our maintenance supers, they've been here before me, you know, 10 years. So a lot of the golfers get to see familiar faces. But to speak on, I think it's just a great amenity that mm-hmm. cities love to have that golf course. It's something, you know, you have it on your website, you're able to promote, mm-hmm. it's able to bring in residents, you know, knowing that they have this local golf course nearby that's well maintained, and just a great amenity to have.
And it's one of those things that, unlike Little League baseball or something, you don't grow out of it.
Yeah, no.
You really
you just keep growing into it as you go. Absolutely. The the older you get, the more addicting it gets. And yeah, you'll have that time frame in your 20s and 30s where youth sports will pull you away. The baseball field will become your home for a while as your kids grow. But you know, then as they get older, you bring them to the golf course. Mm-hmm. Mother's Day, we're absolutely packed with moms and dads and families. Mm-hmm. Father's Day, the whole entire weekend will be nonstop families in here mm-hmm. playing golf together. You know,
you also have a couple of other things that you offer along with golf. Tell us about footy.
The foot golf course actually got closed down.
Did it? Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
alrighty.
The footy,
okay.
We closed that down a few years ago. Mm-hmm. It just, the idea of it was great, but the upkeep of it was a little bit difficult, mm-hmm. on our side of things. And so we repurposed it actually to a short game driving range area.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So we mowed out a special area down where the foot golf used to be. We actually mm-hmm. left the foot golf holes mm-hmm. down there and put the flags in them so people can shoot golf mm-hmm. balls at them now. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we repurposed that area.
Now, what about disc golf? Is that
disc golf got mm-hmm. discontinued in
Did it?
COVID?
Okay.
Yes,
Alrighty.
Because
okay.
The upkeep for that became a little extra with mm-hmm. COVID, you know, with people touching things and mm-hmm. you were trying to keep hands off.
You ever see that coming back? I know.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't
mm-hmm.
believe it'll be an aspect that we bring back mm-hmm. just because the golf course is too busy now.
Okay.
You know, the golf course with how many golfers, disc golf was shared with the golf course. Mm-hmm. So someone could be teeing off at 9 o'clock mm-hmm. with golf clubs and then 9:10 with disc golf, and the golf aspect is just taken over so tremendously that it would be very difficult to incorporate other people on the course with them.
Do you see from your perspective, do you see some addition coming in the near future to what you guys are doing now?
Yeah, we have a few things working. Not so much on the golf course side of things, but with the clubhouse side of things.
Okay.
I'm probably not at leisure to speak on it quite yet.
Okay.
But there are some upgrades coming. Mm-hmm. There is some added amenities coming. We have spoken of simulators mm-hmm. and you know, such things like that will take place at the golf course here in the clubhouse.
That sounds fantastic. So anybody out there who wants further information on your facility here, Southwinds, where's the best place to go to get it?
GolfSouthwinds.com.
Okay.
Yep.
Just
if you go to GolfSouthwinds.com, you can get all the information you need on there. Mm-hmm. You could email me, jlopezpga@gmail.com. I'm always open. I'll respond right away. And anyone at the city could help you as well. Mayor Joe. Joe's mm-hmm. always helpful with us with everything over here. Dan Marsh, our city administrator. Mm-hmm. Julie Goddard is our Parks and Rec director.
Fantastic.
Any of them, we can all help you out.
Well, good luck.
Yeah, absolutely.
You have a good season.
No, thank you.
All right. All right. Like so many of the beloved businesses in the Downriver region, World of Games is family owned. This is truly an entertainment hotspot located on Eureka between Fort and Dix. World of Games is a unique and engaging place to experience all sorts of active and involving games, from axe throwing to feather bowling, beer pong, giant pong, cornhole, even a mechanical bull riding portion. You won't run out of things to test your skills and delight your senses. This has become a go-to spot for adults to get out and enjoy everything from great pub grub, cocktails, or craft beers to namesake games in a 20,000 square foot facility that's filled with fun. With me today, Jeff Taylor. With us today is Jeff Taylor of World of Games here in Southgate. Jeff, welcome to the show. How are you?
I appreciate it. Yep, very happy.
Did we wake you up today to get you out here?
Or? Nah, I've been up and at it.
So tell us, there's a great background story to your, this is a family-owned and operated business. Tell us how we got from from nowhere to somewhere, to everywhere, basically, with this organization.
Yeah, definitely. So this is about year five of being in business, but starting well even before year one, we were 2-3 years into actually the planning stages. Actually, the initial thoughts were indoor batting cages and golf simulators before they were actually popular, to go along with the bar. And funny enough, we don't have either actually in this facility, but family-owned and operated business. My parents, my siblings are all a part of this. So
Now your background is baseball, you were telling us.
Yeah.
Tell us about how did you get into baseball?
Yeah, so I played baseball my whole life, very competitive person, played all kinds of different sports, but baseball was the one that I really excelled at, had a really good high school career, was able to take that on and play college baseball out in San Diego, and then kind of bounced around a little bit in the independent minor leagues after that, and finally called it a day, my career ended, and needed to find the next sector of my life, and you know, this was something that I was really interested in.
How did you guys decide to go into business here in Southgate? What brought you here?
Yeah, so I mean, obviously Southgate is a fantastic city. Administration here has been just completely great. Landlord here, absolutely love dealing with them. Very centralized to Downriver. I've been Downriver born and stayed here my whole life, with the exception of the couple years that I had taken off to excel in baseball there. I thought that this would be a great spot, a great location, great parking, surrounded by other great businesses to put a place like ours there. So.
Yeah, and you've got, a Hopcat coming in right over here?
Yeah.
Which will be another attraction.
Definitely, yep. Extremely excited for new businesses to be coming in on this corner, and I think Hopcat will be a tremendous addition.
Now, World of Games is essentially an adult playground. Tell us what you have here.
Yeah, so we got football bowling, we got cornhole, we got giant beer pong, we got a great game called feather bowling. Most people don't know about it until they come in and then they absolutely love it. That's my favorite game here. we got axe throwing, we got shuffleboard, we got an exclusive game called money shot at the back here, and then we have our mechanical bull that is a huge attraction a little later on in the nights on Fridays and Saturdays, but full bar, full restaurant as well.
So they get you up on the bull?
I was first one to ride it.
And how did you do?
Like everybody else. Came off extremely fast.
Any new additions coming to this in the future that you can think of?
We always have plans kind of set. We've really turned the corner. We're doing a lot of events here in the near future. The month of June is bringing a male, it's called the Magic Hunk Show. And then we have a wrestling show coming in, and then we actually have a live MMA fight coming at the end of June.
Really?
So, yeah.
That's kind of cool. You're grabbing a lot of different segments of the audience.
Definitely. Right? Yep. We're trying to get something for a little bit of everybody to be able to come in and enjoy some additional stuff that's a little bit different than what they would normally get at World of Games, but something that maybe they couldn't get somewhere else downriver. So.
Now, you were telling me before we went on the air here that your family was, the bar was going to be important. You guys had always wanted to own a bar in some way, shape, or form. You have adult beverage here. Can you tell us about your food and beverage kind of complements? They do complement each other, I'm assuming.
Definitely, definitely. It makes for a really great night out to be able to come in one spot, play all these great games, enjoy an adult beverage, and have some food as well. Our menu, we'd like to say we have a simplified menu. Coming in here, just being able to grab a bite to eat. Our cocktail and our drink menu, we have a very unique beer system. It's called Bottoms Up. The beers actually flow from the bottom. That usually catches people's eyes, and it's really cool. To all the way to a fishbowl or a margarita tower. So really want to make the experience great for folks. One thing that we extremely pride ourselves on doing is keeping the costs as low as we possibly can. A lot of other places that are similar to ours across the state, they tend to charge higher prices. And being downriver born and being a part of this community, that was very important to us to make sure that we kept the prices as affordable as possible.
Jeff, tell us about your demographic here. What are you seeing? What type of age groups?
Yeah, so surprisingly, the age group is a little bit older than we would have thought, or most people actually think. I'd say that age range is usually between 40 and 50 coming through. A lot of folks getting babysitters and trying to have a night out with some friends. We do see a younger crowd, but I'd say the main demographic is probably men and women of ages 40 to 50.
You probably enjoy that because that's the type of demographic that comes with money.
Exactly.
Are you seeing visitors from just Southgate, or is this more of a region? And how far are you drawing them from?
Yeah, so we find folks coming from all over the place, as far south as Toledo and Ohio. We actually had some folks from Canada this past weekend, so mm-hmm. we have been seeing a little bit of an uptick from folks coming over the border, and I think that just our wider range of games and our pricing has brought people in, you know, from other areas that actually have similar facilities, mm-hmm. Just because they're able to come here and enjoy a cheaper night.
When it comes to hours of business, when are you guys open?
So I get it. I'm sure my customers will be the first ones to tell you. We are very, very close knit on our hours of operation. So currently right now we're going Thursday through Saturday from 5 to 11 p.m. Okay. This summer we might even slow it down and just be a Friday, Saturday night, 5 to 11 p.m. So
okay.
Come winter time, you know, when folks aren't wanting to be outside as much, we offer the amount of days, you know, we'll extend it out a little bit.
Understood. If people are looking for more information on not only coming here on a regular basis, but for your events and all that stuff, where do they get that?
Yeah, so I always direct people first and foremost to our social medias. Facebook is probably the best place to find initial updates. We do have a website, www.worldofgamesbar.com. Mm-hmm. Give us a call, 734-250-8558. I'll be the other person on the other line most likely.
Time.
So, and I have no problem going over what we have and different mm-hmm. leagues and everything that we offer. So,
well, fantastic, great place. We wish you all the luck in the world. And it's great that you were able to join us. Put her there.
Yep, appreciate it very much. Thank you.
Great to see you, Jeff. No conversation about Southgate's iconic businesses is complete without Mexican Gardens, a cherished family-owned restaurant nearing 45 years in business. Known for its authentic Mexican cuisine, warm hospitality, and community involvement, Mexican Gardens has built a devoted following. At the helm is the Puente family, who treat every guest as if they're welcoming them into their home. That caring approach extends beyond the dining experience. They actively support local charities, athletics, and education through scholarships and fundraising efforts. Joining us today are Rene Puente and General Manager Frank Cuzzo. Joining us today are Rene Puente, General Manager Frank Cuzzo of Mexican Gardens, one of the best go-to places downriver.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
I got to start with you, Frank.
Okay, I think you should start with the owner.
We could, but
I'm just kidding.
She didn't start as a dishwasher here in the early 80s?
Yes, 1981.
1981, yes. My goodness gracious.
Her husband hired me at 15 years old. Yep.
Oh, my goodness. That was a good hire, then.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah,
now, you can be honest with us.
No, I'm honest with you. Yeah, but... he was an amazing man, and gave me a chance, and mm-hmm. you know, started from there, doing dishing. Then I moved to busboy, and then mm-hmm. cooking, and bartending, waitering. Yeah.
Oh my goodness! Yeah. Downriver communities have seen a rich mix of Hispanic culture and traditions in this area. Families like yours have turned small businesses into local institutions, and this is truly an institution.
Thank you.
Why'd you choose Southgate? Way back when. Why Southgate to build the legacy?
You know, that was my late husband. Mm-hmm. And he used to go around to other Mexican restaurants and he would be disappointed with the service or the food, and he'd say to himself, I think I can do better. Mm-hmm. And so that's what inspired him to open it up. Why Southgate? I honestly don't know. But he chose Southgate. You know, Eureka Road was just a two-lane road. Mm-hmm. And he was very fortunate that they expanded it, and just everything, this whole strip just boomed after that. And, you know, we started with just the middle room over there, and he's expanded about four times since then.
Mm-hmm. Any possibles of more expansion? Any possibilities?
Well, you know, we're getting tired.
In 2012, we did the whole facade and outside, made it look, sharpen it up, make it look more crisp.
Right.
You know,
right.
But we haven't done anything recently.
No, it's a lot of work, and maybe my kids are working here now, couple of them. If they want to go ahead and do that, that's fine. But
I got to give a credit to Renee. She did some material designing, too, with this restaurant, so I got to give her credit for that. She worked with a team. Yeah.
Now, the contributions of Mexican Gardens go well beyond great food, okay? You've actively given back to the community at times. Why is it such an important part of your business to have that kind of philosophy to give back?
Well, you know, we're here because of our community, and we feel they're helping us. We need to help them. It's a partnership, right? We can't survive without our community.
Sure.
And we're more than happy to help anybody that's in need. We've got a scholarship in the memory and honor of my late husband, just to give back to the community. Also, we help out with the sports.
A lot of the sports teams. We give donations, you know, and sponsor holes, you know, for coffee and stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
And anybody that's in need, we, you know, we're more than happy to help. We have a budget every month that we will give out to the community. We're here for each other. I mean, you can ask anybody, all of our employees, when they're in any kind of hardship, we all band together to help them out.
Anytime the city needs anything, we're there for them, just like they're there for us. You know, like she said, it's a team effort.
Sure. Let's talk food.
Okay.
What's your signature dish?
And we're both on the same page.
Okay. Fajitas.
Yeah. We got that. I feel we got the best fajitas. Fajitas, a metropolitan area.
Okay. So
yeah, we got a great recipes, and we flavor it really amazing. You know, you want to elaborate.
Is there any secret to that? I mean,
our meat is brought in fresh every day, and it's hand cut.
Okay.
We have one man cutting up fajitas and marinating them for 6 hours a day.
Really?
Yeah. So they're marinated overnight. So ours.
As we call it, an ancient Mexican secret.
So ancient secrets like that do not go through.
No, yeah,
exactly.
Just kidding with you.
Exactly. You've been voted the best of.
Oh yeah.
By the News Herald newspapers, by Click on Detroit.
Oh yeah.
What's the secret there?
Do you want a good elaborate?
I think it's just that we've been here for so long
I feel too. I feel like we're consistent. You can get the same meal 20 years ago, 30 years ago than you get now. So we're very consistent. People know what to expect. They know the food's amazing. But number one, we're clean. We were on Channel 7 News. We were voted the best, cleanest restaurant in Southgate, a couple years ago.
Yeah.
And us in Chile, we're the only ones got 100%. So we do great in the health departments, consistently scoring over 100%.
Well, it was interesting because a few weeks ago we were at Sibley Gardens, and they said consistency was the biggest thing. And going back all the decades, you know, just like you are, I think in the restaurant business, if you're consistent, you're usually good.
I think just the generations of people that have come here. Some of our guests have been coming for 40 years.
Sure.
Their kids have come.
Right.
Their kids are grown up, and their kids are coming. So, you know, we are just blessed. That's all I can say.
Yeah.
Is that we are very fortunate and blessed. We feel very blessed.
I think since the News Herald started doing it again, I think like 6-7 years, every year we've been voted number one.
Yeah,
number
very telling.
And before, when they were doing it, we were voted number one.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
How is your dinner and a movie package going? Is that people like that?
During the Christmas time and special holidays, that we sell a lot of those, So we partner with the Southgate MJR with that,
There's not too many restaurants left to have that, so we're one of the unique ones that do have that. If you look around, there's not too many that still have it. You know, so.
What about, you've now offered house, blue, and strawberry margaritas to go. Does that work well?
Oh, we do even more than those.
What else do you have to go?
We do gallons. I'm just kidding. Okay.
Do you do other drinks to go to?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We do beer and wine.
Okay.
Okay. We have a license for all that. So,
okay. Big hit?
That's pretty good. During COVID, it was a big, you know, with the carryouts. But, no, we do pretty good. You get selectively, you know, they choose you. Yeah.
Where do your diners come from? Are they downriver? Are they Southgate? Are they even, do you draw from even further?
We get a lot from Monroe, to be honest with you. People come from Monroe.
They always want us to open a restaurant down there. They're like, why won't you open a restaurant? But we're working on it.
Wow.
Then they move to Florida. Yeah. Some of our older guests have retired and gone to Florida, and it's the first place they visit when they come back.
I think they mostly come in that 5-mile radius, most of them. But like you said, we do got a lot of people that leave and come back. If they're in town, doctor's appointment, hey, I'm stopping at Mexican Gardens, you know, because they miss it, you know. So,
places like this, small businesses, depends so much on their staff.
Absolutely.
Is there anybody that you guys want to talk about that maybe is above and beyond of your staff?
We have so many amazing staff. Mm-hmm. We could probably go on about maybe 10, 15 employees like that.
Okay.
You know, all but if Renee wants to choose one, go.
Well, I mean, we've got
excellent
servers. Or two of them are here right now, Lori and Debbie and Sandra. They've been here for over 30 years, they're servers. Mm-hmm. They do a great job in just welcoming. They've got regulars that come to them, ask for them by name. We've got some kitchen staff.
Been here over 40 years.
Wow. Yes.
Yeah.
Justin and Gabriel and Pepe back there.
Yeah, just amazing people. Yeah. When we do a prayer every morning, we just thank God for them. You know, like she said, we can't do it alone. Mm-hmm. We need everybody's help, and we just thank God for them.
Yeah. Now, both of you have been involved in the organization for quite some time. It's not going to go on forever. Nothing goes on forever. Is there a handoff here? You mentioned kids.
I have two kids. I have four children, but two of them are actively working here.
Okay.
So it'd probably be passed down to them.
Mm-hmm. And they are amazing managers, amazing managers.
How old are they now?
32 and 30.
Are they ready?
Oh, yeah.
They're getting there.
They're getting there. I knew she'd be more critical.
But definitely, I think next generation, I think it would be a nice transition.
Gotcha. Where do people find out more information about Mexican Gardens? What's the easiest route to go?
Well, we have a web page. We have a Facebook page.
We have a lady, she maintains her Facebook site, and then we have a person maintains her website.
Okay.
So mostly the website and the Facebook.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, there's a Downriver and Friends, too.
That's a big key because they've got a huge following.
Yeah.
Any other... When we talk about food, you talked about fajitas.
Yes.
Any personal favorites other than that? What else do you go?
You like the pork? The pork Mexican sandwiches and stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we don't have that on the menu right now.
We have a lot of signature dishes like our chili relleno, a signature dish. Mm-hmm. We do the our chunky beef Mexican sandwich. I think is a signature dish.
Tacos too.
Our enchilada is a little bit different than other Mexican restaurants. We use a brown sauce because we're more from the Monterrey region.
Sure.
So use a little bit different type of sauce.
Right.
So I think it makes it unique for that.
Right.
I don't know.
Our botanas.
Yeah, botanas too are amazing.
Okay, fantastic. Very affordable here.
Yeah.
We have quality food. We don't sacrifice on quality.
That's
the
key. I was just going to say that.
Anything that we try, or anything that a vendor tries to bring into us, even drinks, we try everything.
Uh-huh.
And if we don't like it, we don't sell it.
We try to use the Angus steak. We try to use the best quality food. You know, that's what I think makes us different too and unique. That you know you're going to get a good quality meal here.
Well, there's no doubt. I think everybody who's going to be listening to this will probably rock back and say, now that's a place that's well deserving.
Thank you.
Because I've never heard a bad thing about Mexico.
Thank you. Thank you. We appreciate that. We appreciate that.
Well, it's been a pleasure. And
I do want to say one last thing.
Yeah, go ahead.
I want to say also we're a Christian community, and you know, we treat everybody like family here.
Mm.
As employees, as customers come in, they're all treated the same. We're there for each other. We're there for them. We're there for employees. Just want to put that in.
And that's probably one reason that you stayed all this time.
Yeah, amazing family. Mm. Amazing family. And I want to honor Hector's legacy too. Mm. We couldn't do it without him.
Oh, he did all the hard work for us.
There's a nice memorial set on the other side. You take a video.
Mm-hmm.
Again, when I manage this restaurant, I think of Renee, but I think of Hector too. Well, you know, I want him to be proud of me managing his restaurant.
Oh,
so,
he is.
Yeah,
he is
but
proud
I'm
of
gonna start breaking down. I'm sorry. but it means a lot to me, his legacy, and that's why we maintain it for the next generation.
Right.
You know, for the next few years. I'm sorry.
No apology. No apology needed. Thank you.
I just want to piggyback on that. Like he said, we are a Christian community, and we do pray with our our employees.
Mm-hmm.
We've prayed with our customers.
Mm-hmm.
We've prayed with our vendors. When we hear a story and we just ask them, hey, you know, can we pray for you?
Mm-hmm.
And we do it right then and there.
Yeah.
And we've seen just remarkable peace and healing and different things that have come about with that. And I think that's another thing that keeps us focused and bonded together. Like you said, we start every morning with prayer. We have a prayer team that we pray every week for our employees, our vendors, our customers, anybody that comes in and into our anybody that says a server might say, hey, can you make sure you put these people on your prayer list?
Sure.
So we pray for them. I mean, it's it really bonds us together and keeps us centered. So again, we just feel very blessed.
And I want to thank you, Carl, for the opportunity.
Oh, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure.
Appreciate that.
It's been a pleasure.
Appreciate that.
Thanks to all for joining us on this segment of Destination Downriver, which focused on the city of Southgate, one of the friendliest communities in the region. We enjoyed speaking with Mayor Joseph Cuspa, Rene Puente and Frank Cuzzo from Mexican Gardens, Jeremy Lopez of Southwinds Golf Course, and Jeff Taylor of the World of Games. We hope you enjoyed the discussion. For Joe Camilleri, Kayla Guffey, Rich Williams behind the scenes, I'm Carl Zymek, and we'll see you on the next episode of Destination Downriver.
Thank you again to our sponsors, Martinson Family of Funeral Homes and Allegra Marketing, with a special thanks to our production partners here at the new Taylor Media Center. Thanks for listening and watching. Please visit our website, destinationdownriver.com, or our Facebook page, and be sure to join us for next month's podcast.